Hi, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Diana. How may I help you?
My name is Dairendra Swester.
Okay. Hello?
Yes. My name is Dairendra Swester.
Okay, and why are you wanting to call today? How may I help you today?
Just you send me an email. Your card is declined.
Okay, Mr. D, can you verify your address for me, please, for security purposes?
Okay.
Can you verify your address for me, please, for security purposes? Sir, do you speak English?
Yes.
Yeah, I need you to verify your address for me, please.
My address?
Correct.
My new current address is 5239 Kipo Drive, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15236.
All right, Mr. D. It says here on the 23rd of last month, you signed up for two free 14-day trials for the Test Onyx and the Nitro Onyx. You paid $670 for shipping and handling and $745 for shipping and handling. Do you remember authorizing those charges on the 23rd of last month?
Yes.
All right. And you are calling about the declined charges of $92.90 and $91.89. Sorry, you are in a free 14-day trial, which means you will get this product each month after your end of trial prices. And those were your end of trial prices, the $92.90 and the $91.89. That is what your bank declined, and it did explain to you in the terms and conditions when you accepted them and when you clicked out to confirm this order that you were just in a free 14-day trial.
Oh, you send me a new card?
Sir?
No, I need open my decline.
Your bank declined the $92.90 and the $91.89 either because you did not have the funds on your card that you signed up with this account with. Do you remember getting the product of Nitro Onyx and Test Onyx? On the 27th of last month, do you remember getting those products?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you were just in a free 14-day trial. And you're out of the trial now, so after we get the end of trial prices, then you will get that product each month to help with whatever is needed, and you will get charged for that product each month.
I don't understand.
I am sorry, and sir, we will only have, you know, agents that will speak your language more clearer at 10 p.m., so I suggest you call back then, because I am, you know, speaking clear and in English, and you probably can't understand me. But yes, you signed up for a free 14-day trial on the 23rd of last month for the Test Onyx and the Nitro Onyx. And you just paid shipping and handling, and now on the 12th, which is today, you are getting your end of trial prices, but your bank declined both. So yes, sir, you're going to have to call back at 10 o'clock to get someone who, you know, better understands you or, you know, can make it more clearer for you. I do apologize. Sir?
You mean tomorrow?
You know, you can call tonight at 10 p.m. That is the only time we will have agents that speak your language or speak more clearer than me for you.
I don't understand how you declined my card. I don't understand.
No, sir, we didn't decline it. Your bank, your financial institution declined it. We charge you $92.90 and $91.89 for your end of trial prices. That is for that product that you already have, the full 30-day supply of the Nitro Onyx and the Test Onyx. You're paying for that at the end of trial price. I do apologize.
Can you provide the interpreter?
Can I provide the what, sir?
Interpreter?
Yes, at 10 p.m.
2 p.m.?
10, T-E-N, 10 p.m.
This night?
Yes, sir.
This night I'm too...
I do apologize that you can't hear me correctly or understand me. I am trying to help you with your account. But at 10 p.m., there will be people who can, you know, interpret this for you more clearer. Mr. D, would you just like for me to go ahead and counsel it?
Okay, I can talk.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you say that again?
Yes, I can talk to you.
You said so you can talk to me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so would you like for me to just go ahead and cancel that account?
My account number?
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. You have our product, Nitro Onyx and Test Onyx. But you got charged for it on the 12th, which is today, of $92.90 and $91.89. Would you like for me to just go ahead and cancel that account so you won't get any future charges? Because it seems to me you are very confused about that charge.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, Mr. D, I am going to go ahead and cancel that account. Hold one moment. And what language do you speak, Mr. D?
Nepali.
How do you spell that?
N-E-P-A-L-I. Nepali.
Nepali. Oh, I don't think we have any Nepali agents. Hold one moment. Let me speak with my supervisor.
I can talk to also Hindi.
You said what else can you speak?
Yes, I can talk to also Hindi.
Indian. Okay. Yeah, Indian. We don't have any Indian agents either. We just have Spanish agents. And I do apologize.
No, not Spanish. I'm not Spanish.
Okay, I understand. But that's all we have is Spanish agents.
No,
we don't have
it. I understand Hindi, Nepali.
Yeah, we don't have any Nepali or Indian agents. We just have Spanish agents and English agents.
I don't understand any Spanish.
Yeah, I do understand that. But Mr. D, would you just like for me to go ahead and give you that cancellation code for me canceling your account?
No, I want to activate my debit card.
Oh, well, Mr. D, you're going to have to call your financial institution. Your bank, your credit card company. We cannot handle that. We are not a credit card company. We are Test Onyx and Nitro Onyx. Call your credit card company, Mr. D.
Okay, I'll talk to them.
Talk to them, the ones who, you know, you got your credit card with. Call them. Let them know that you want to do whatever you need with that card because we are not your credit card company. We are just Test Onyx.
You only send them my email. Okay.
Sir?
Yeah, you just send me my email address, so your card is declined.
Yes, your card declined the charge of $92.90 and $91.89 for the products that you ordered on the 23rd of February for the Test Onyx and the Nitro Onyx.
That's not my transaction.
You said that's not your transaction?
Yes.
So you did not file this transaction of $7.45 and $6.70 on the 23rd of February?
How much?
A charge of $7.45, then another charge of $6.70 on the 23rd of February. You don't remember authorizing that charge?
No.
All right. Well, Mr. D, we do take fraud very seriously here, and that is a sign of fraud. So we're going to go ahead and get you sent over to the fraud department. Please hold one moment.
Okay.
All right, Mr. D, I am going to go ahead and get you sent over to the fraud department. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day. Stay on the line. I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred, okay?
Okay.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support, Mr. D. I hope you have a great day. I am sorry for the inconvenience. All right. Bye.